Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Wednesday, January 13th, 2016. Israeli attacks on Gaza leave one Palestinian killed, and in the West Bank, Israeli troops raid homes and kidnap civilians. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. One Palestinian was killed, three others injured on Wednesday by Israeli air attack that targeted the northern Gaza Strip. Palestinian medical sources have reported Wednesday that one Palestinian was killed and three others were injured, at least one seriously, after an Israeli drone fired a missile into an area west of Beit Lahia town in the northern part of the coastal region. The sources said that Musa Zaiter, 23, was instantly killed in the attack, while another Palestinian suffered serious injury and two others suffered mild wounds. All injured were moved to Kamal Adwan Hospital in Beit Lahia. In addition, Israeli Navy boats fired three shells into the bombarded area, while many armored bulldozers and vehicles invaded it and uprooted Palestinian lands. The Israeli army claimed it targeted Palestinian fighters, allegedly planting explosives on the military road behind the border fence. Also in Gaza on Wednesday, several Israeli military vehicles and bulldozers carried out limited invasions into area northwest of Beit Lahia in the northern part of the Gaza Strip and Al-Karara town in Khan Yunis in the southern Gaza. Local farmers said that the Israeli army destroyed a number of farmlands before leaving. In addition, on Wednesday, Israeli Navy ships fired live rounds at Palestinian fishing boats in Gaza territorial waters near Beit Lahia. The attack caused no injuries among the fishers. Elsewhere, a number of armored Israeli military vehicles invaded on Wednesday at dawn at the central West Bank city of Tubas, shot and injured at least one Palestinian. The soldiers also invaded Nablus and nearby communities. In the meantime, Israeli soldiers have kidnapped on Wednesday at dawn at least 15 Palestinians in different districts of occupied West Bank, including four children in occupied Jerusalem. Invasions and home searches were reported in the northern West Bank cities of Nablus and Kabatia, and in the central West Bank city of Ramallah, in addition to Hebron in southern West Bank. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, January 13th, 2016, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Ismail, and me, Ghassan Bamoura.